Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
The one thing about studying the Gospels, a lot of times you have the same story told. And Luke 9 tells a story that we've already shared on the podcast about a little boy having a lunch of two fish and five loaves. And that this is what they served for thousands of people and ended up with 12 overflowing baskets of food because there was more than enough. But I always think about that behind the scenes. I know, Joshua, you and I have both worked with a lot of volunteers, right, and a lot of staff people that, you know, instead of, you know, doing what you've asked them to do, they begin blaming each other, right?
Yes.
You know, and of course that happens in families and everything, but you can just imagine the crowd is really hungry and there's a lot of people there and they can't find any food except for this little boy's lunch. And I can think, you know, for personally, I'd be thinking, oh man, if I'd only thought ahead, I could have called somewhere, I could have made arrangements. Well, I guess they wouldn't really use the phone, but you know what I'm saying. But, you know, just thinking about it, I could have made arrangements and then looking around like, why didn't you guys make any of the arrangements? What was up with that? And instead of doing that, what if I would say, hey, you know what? Maybe God is up to something here. Maybe there's something that's to be released if I look to God rather than the situation, and to change that, because wow, that's exactly what was happening, that this was, if you will, a setup for a miracle, that there was nothing there. And Jesus used that nothing to reveal that there's always more than enough when you turn to Jesus.
Right. And you know, the story is similar to the one that Luke wrote about in chapter 5, where the disciples had been fishing and they had not really been having very good luck. Their nets kept coming up empty and no luck, no fish. And Jesus meets them in the morning and, you know, they're very discouraged. They're tired. They've been working on this all night and nothing has happened. And Jesus says, hey, why don't you go let the nets down again? And they're probably kind of dragging their feet, like, oh, come on. Okay. You know, I guess we'll do it one more time because you asked us, but we're not expecting anything. And then they brought them up and their nets were full.
You know, I learned that as a little girl, but it's taken me a lifetime to learn that as a principle and a truth. The fact is that instead of seeing what I don't have, to look at Christ and see what Christ is giving and releasing to me, that really equals, you know, that multiplication, right, with Jesus. There's always multiplication. There's always more than enough.
So change your narrative from if only you or I had to what if Jesus is doing more. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.